thought, well, we're a really rocking team. You know, we're doing all this great stuff, and we're doing a great job with our software. And yet we're still having all these problems in production. What's going on? They're not bugs. They're not software bugs, technically. There's people making mistakes and screwing up the data. And, you know, then it takes a long time to untangle it, and it's expensive. And we're spending one out of our four developers spending full time trying to fix all the problems in production. This is really expensive. What's going on? And what we found out was the solution was we had to learn the business better. Not just the parts that were automated, but the whole business. So we really dedicated a lot of time to really learning the business, and it made a huge difference in them. You know, then we could start seeing, oh, well, we see where the mistakes are being made, and with a, you know, we could write some software to automate that piece and keep people from making mistakes. And, you know, because the business people didn't know enough to ask for it. But if we sat with them and watched them how they do their jobs, we could go, yeah, we could help, or we could provide these reports, we could provide you this information so you could figure out why the, you know, cash accounts aren't balancing. And most software teams wouldn't think that it's their job to learn the business. But I think that's what really makes you successful. And many companies, many business people would be uncomfortable with the software people coming over and wanting to know how they do their job. So that's a big cultural shift too, but I think as software becomes more and more important, I think that's going to have to happen.